chapter dealing with Hagaiva, you did. That's the weapon of the individual that's left in our hands, that we need to be matzliach, to be successful in this particular kufa that we're in. We noticed that Lamaisa, the whole world seems to be against Hashem. We asked what kind of a king is this, that the whole world, well, Kenegde. They call him Reitzel Yisreifes, Nishmosem Shoshel Shalbonava Yikorim. The whole world is trying to destroy Jewish Nosomers, Chalila. And we want to know how do we help Hashem, yeah? We spoke about the Tzara Shtchina, which I want to talk about a little bit, as an Avoida. It's not a Pashid Avoida, feeding the Tzara of the Shchina. There's too many philosophical, logical problems with that, so it gets in the way. We'll have to see how we do that. But we saw, we learned from Avraham Avinu, we have an ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to relate to Him, to love Him, to have a real deep personal relationship with Him, and that was the that flows out of the Yisoda Bishvili Nivraylam Bnei Bechor Yisrael, many, many tools that we have in order to focus ourselves on ultimately what we've been calling since we started here, the subject of Kabbalah Samal Shemayim. So on the Kuf Chaf Dalet, right at the bottom, that's where I'm going from. Before I do that, I just want to share with you, this is work in progress. This is not Perim Sinai. My own experiences, I have discussed this with a certain Moshkiach in Tifrach, who's a big thinker. He felt it was a mahalach. Once again, I'm not saying this is a very personal thing, it's my own avoid, I'm just sharing with you. The following problem I had with Tzar Shchina, I really started grappling with this many years ago when I was zoche to spend quite a few Shabbosing with the Moshkiach Rav Matisya Solomon, to start in Gesund sein. And he spoke in different areas about the Tzara Shechina, feeling Hashem's pain for all His children that are not going in the right way. So the following question came to mind: is like, so I wish I had His problems, like Tzara Shechina, Hashem's pain. I mean, what are you talking about? Like we can't grasp that. We don't know what that means. Tzara Shechina. So I put it aside, but it keeps coming up. It's a very important sugya. It's a very important part of the tools we have to deal with the Yetzer Hara, this thing called Tzara Shechina, and obviously philosophically we can't grasp it because it doesn't make any sense. Hashem's pain, we can't get it. Hashem's not getting what He wants, so therefore He's in pain. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So I was in a chassid around to the Mashgiach, and I asked him, how do you go about dealing with this? So he said, Nachinami, the questions that you have I can't answer. We don't know what that means. He said, but to work on it, you have to work on it is by a father and a son. You're a father. You know what it feels like when your kids are rebelling, not doing what you want. You know the pain you feel, you know the worry, the daiga, the anguish, you know what it is to be a father. So imagine that's a shame. That's you when you're not doing whatever you're supposed to be doing, you're doing what your kid's doing that upsets you. So then imagine, work on it in the dimyon. Like the Bali Musa say, work in the Dimyan, that's the tzar that Hashem's having right now, in the Dimyan. So I said, good, it's a good idea. So I started doing it. When I started doing it, I started getting into trouble because in the philosophical stuff got kicking in and says, what are you talking about? This is nonsense. Hashem doesn't have emotions and feelings like we have, and he doesn't have problems, and he could solve the problem with easy, he could, what's the problem? I can't solve the problem, but he could solve it, he could do anything, he's called Yochel. So I started experiencing a little bit, but mamash, a little tippy, is, there's a thing called Nasir and Ishma. We know that Klal Yisrael, when I got the Torah, the whole Torah was based, all you saw the secret, the godless of Klal Yisrael. I'm not going to the whole sugya of Nasir and Ishma now, but there's a thing called Nasir and Ishma, you've got to do it. And then you yar it. What's Nishma? You start understanding it. You start getting a taste of it. You start getting a feel of it. And that's, I think, what the work here is. The work is to do it. You can't understand it, but you have to do it. You start slowly meditating, thinking, analyzing what your tzar would be. You think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those kind of terms, the loving, caring father. you look around and see what his kids are up to, and the pain you would feel, you in the Dimyon, you work on that in Hashem, and slowly, slowly you start having a Nishma. You start slowly, slowly it starts happening. That's my experience, that's what I'm... At the early days, I haven't really followed this through, this is early days, and I'm just sharing that with you. It's a Pesach, I'm not saying everybody, but it's a Pesach. If you want to start working a little bit on the Tzarashkin in some way, as the problems you're having, intellectual problems, it doesn't make sense, we can't grasp it, it's like Hashem's foreknowledge and Bechira. We don't stop having Bechira because of Hashem's foreknowledge, and we don't throw out Hashem's foreknowledge because we have Bechira, we have both those things. And they're mutually exclusive, you can't have one, you can't, but we know we do, so we live with it. And also, the more you put your head into that sugya, you get some kind of a nasev and nishma there. The same as learning Gemara, trying to explain to somebody who's never learned before, knows nothing about Gemara, trying to explain to them what's the gishmak in Gemara. You can't, it's impossible. Trying to explain to somebody what an apple tastes like, of course impossible. You can explain, and you know, it sounds a bit sweet, and you can use comparisons to other fruits, but ultimately, until the God takes a bite, until he does the nasa, you'll never have the nishma. So in the void of Tzara Shkina, because intellectually we can't grasp, but we don't know, it's impossible for us to even contemplate what that means. The Tzar of the all-powerful, all-knowing, infinite creator of the universe says Tzar because I didn't make shachris or whatever. They're more kashy intellectually for us to deal with. So yeah, you have to remember how you felt one day when you wanted your kid to come to be there and he wasn't at davening and whatever, and you felt really upset, whatever. So in the dimmin work that, and then slowly you start seeing, you start getting a little bit of a taste of this. Anyway, I've only got more kashy. And it's very important, and that helps to develop a relationship as well. Fine, that's nothing. That's just my own, just sharing a bit of my own experience. And as I said, that's not anybody got other aces in this area. I'd like to hear it because it's something that I think is important to work on. Okay, bottom of Kuf Chaf Dalet. When Asun Kadas Moshe Yisrael Alachin Shnei Shlavim Al Pi Alacha in marriage. In what's called the Nisuin in the world of halacha, in the way that we do a marriage in Kedas Moshe Yisrael, there's two stages of the halacha. Harishon hu Maisa Kedushin, as we mentioned before, there's the Maisa Kedushin. Hashlav Hashini hu Chai Hanisuin Hamatchilim B'Chedei Yichud. That's the beginning of what's called married life, and it begins in the Chedei HaYichud. Kedushin comes about via the husband, the man. He makes a kinyan via giving to the future kala a shavat pruta. The tabat, we use a ring today, whatever, going to be a shavat pruta. And he is makadosh through the kinyan of kedushin. You can makadish many women at once. You give each one a shavah pruta, you can make a shliach to accept the pruta for all of them, and you sarah up the kadishes, and you make a kinyan, all of them, you can makadish an infinite amount of women, the batachas. So they can all, this one woman can make all the shalom pruta for everybody. Now you want to do the next stage. So you makadosh 10 women at once. It was very easy, very pain-free. And now you want to take them to the step of nisui. So that's very different. Very different. It's not going to say yichud, v'amayse yichud, yoyz ha'isha mityachedes im baile. What is Yichud? Yichud is the husband and the wife are alone together and there's nothing else in the room, or no one else in the room. Nothing, you can't. That's why the Ed Yichud have to go into the room and make sure there's no one there. There's no one hiding under the bed. I was once Ed Yichud. We went into the Johannes Pug and we went in and we looked, there's no one there. And as we were walking out, we didn't know there was a bathroom on suite. Of this Chedi Yichud, there was a bathroom in the Chedi Yichud, and an old lady walked out, she'd been using the bathroom, and we were looking at the bathroom, I didn't even know there was a bathroom there, and then she walked out, yet they would have broken the Yichud, there wouldn't be no Yichud there. So part of the yichud and part of the edus and yichud is there's no one else there. So that's very different to being the kaddish 10 women at once. So hayamotzes adam noisif amalkum soteris es maisa yichud matelis is topfoot. Somebody else in the room is mabatul, that's not yichud. Yichud means yichud. Means the two of them are complete. You learn anybody else in there is mabatul yichud. The ma'amar asina kodesh bo'ch of kiddishes am Yisrael ala de Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'amar asina in the marshal year was the kiddushin. Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel the kiddushin on behalf of Kol Klal Yisrael. Kiddushin ha'ili ha'ili v'basachas the Kol Am Yisrael, and that was for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Yuma zo yis ha'yichud ben Yisrael avim shemashmayim tzarech l'kaim tlape kol echad ba'if ha'nifrat. The nesuin, the next stage, that each one's going to do for himself. That you can't rely on Moshe Rabbeinu for that, because that's the Cheri Yichud. Cheri Yichud you have to do yourself. Kol Echad Miklal Yisrael Mamalech Yomei Chayev Alei Aretz. Every year, while he's still walking this land, Yechel V'Tzarech Litzul Keshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and has to create a relationship, whatever that means, with Hashem. Ala Keshed Yez Chazak V'Amitz Bugmas Kesha Yichud. The relationship has to be like a yichud. It has to be that strong and meaningful, like a yichud relationship. Yichud zeh mashmoi seyi lichyot makorosh baruch hu levad kibiyochud. What does yichud mean? It means I'm living with this person alone. That's what it means. There's somebody else in the room, and I'm alone with that other person. Al kol yudi mutar litnatek mikol asoy v'voyser v'itrachek mihev lo elam hazeh lifnos ach v'rach lakorosh baruch hu levad. Ideal, once again, we're dealing in ideals here, but ideal, the Rambam brings us down as well, Mitzvah Hashem, is a person has to be menatek, cut yourself off from everything else in the world, and focus only on your relationship with Hashem, with all the manifestations. It doesn't mean sitting on a mountain meditating about the infinite. That means living a full-fledged Jewish life, and make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in that full-fledged Jewish life. Claimer. Oh, they needed a claimer, because that's what does that mean? I'm an attack from everything in the world. I have nothing to do with anything in the physical world. In Olam Hazeh, nothing to do with Ebel Olam Hazeh. And I'm only with a college Baruch Levada. What kind of a life would that look like? Where would I start? What would I do? Those of you who knew of Tabor Zatzal knew that he was a very practical, down-to-earth, functional human being. And at the same time, he got himself to some very high levels in this living with Hashem. So how do you do that? How do you balance that? Kleimer be'etzem oisem metzias nizgover shebo knesset Yisrael kulo mugderes kevyochel eishes yish. Hayudi aposhut b'yosef Moshe Rabbeinu shabu. In this area where we're in the marshal with ish of a kodesh, each person of a kodesh baruch hu knesset Yisrael a klal and each yochid. So then the simplest Jew and Moshe Rabbeinu are the same. Shneim kiblu kiviyachol kiddushin Hashem Yisparach v'ein einim yichoyim litnatek mikesh ze lo elo. Everybody received kiddushin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't break that. You can't get out of that one. It says Yisrael afo pishichoyti Yisrael. A Jew, even though he sins, even he's sinning all the time, he's Yisrael. As Yisrael, you're Yisrael, you can't get rid of that.
With a marriage analogy, because if a woman's unfaithful, then she can't get married to the husband anymore.
We'll discuss that. We'll discuss what the unfaithful looks like. We'll discuss what divorce looks like. We'll discuss, you know, finami. Yeah. There's only one thing, though, is that a man can't divorce a woman by kocha. So we'll have to see what that means. We'll have to see what unfaithful means. There are one or two things that a Jew can do that can take him from there, but we're talking klali, you know, finami. Okay. When you're using a marshal, Michi, always remember the marshal's never going to be 100%. That's why it's a marshal. It never crosses all the T's and dots, all the R's. Right? So you have to know what you're trying to extract via the marshal. That's why we say you can't ask kashas on a marshal, because it's a marshal. And it's always going to fall short because it's not the nimshal. You're right. It's very hard to superimpose a perfect marshal onto a nimshal. There's a Moedika Raya for that, by the way, just as an aside, from in Melachim, it discusses the size of Shlomo Melech had a swimming pool, they had a bath, a swimming pool, a round swimming pool, and it gives the measurements. If you take those measurements and you go work them out, you'll see that pi is wrong. If you do the cheshbon, it gives you the radius and the circumference. If you have the radius circumference, you can work out what pi is. You'll see it's a couple of nekudas off. It's not, I can't remember the numbers, but it's a little bit off what we know pi to be today. So Moshe Shapiro explained that's exactly the reality, because the minute you take the higher world, Shlomo Melech's path had a higher reality, had a spiritual source. But the minute you bring it down here, it's always a little bit off. It can never be 100% accurate. And that's the definition, and then that's because really this world is a marshal for the higher world, the Vinci. And it's always a little bit inaccurate. So that's just an aside, but I'm saying you're right, 100% correct. This question, by the way, of being the garish of a woman, Bal Kolcho, was only after Rabbeinu Gershon made his tikkunah. That was one of the tikkunahs of Rabbeinu Gershon. After Rabbeinu Gershon, you couldn't garish a woman, Bal Kolcho. So then you had a real problem. So Rabbeinu Gershon said you there, but in Achinami, you're right, that has to be discussed, and we will discuss it. But we're talking about a chetya. We're talking about a Yisrael Afolpi Yochoyta. That means he's not doing the Ratzon Hashem. But he's not being unfaithful. He hasn't gone and baptized himself, chachalila, he hasn't married out. So there are certain things that a person can do to menatek. But even then, the Nefesh HaKayim explains, it's never the ultimate source of the neshama. The chorus is always the chorus ha-nefesh. So it's the lowest. You know, in the neshama, there's five levels of neshama. I'm not learning Kabbalah, but there's five levels of neshama. There's ruach and nefesh, the lowest, and there's ruach, then there's neshama, then there's higher levels, which are out of the body. If you have a look, you'll see the chorus is always of the nefesh. Nefesh HaKayim explains that it allows the ruach and the neshama to bring the nefesh back always. That even the chorus is never a permanent detachment of the neshama from Hashem. That it never happened. The ruach and the neshama are never detached from Hashem. It's only the lower extremities, the nefesh, that are mitkaret. So all these things need a lot. We need more information. So we'll work with the marshal for now, and but you're right, we have to deal with that issue. We and Moshe Rabbeinu are Shovim. There's another area, by the way, where we see that we and Moshe Rabbeinu are Shovim, and that's in Oicher Ein Nefesh, Oicher Nefesh. Ein Dechen Nefesh, Nit Nefesh. And in the mitzvah, and in the dinim of Onus, if somebody holds a gun against you and says, kill that Jew, we'll kill you, it makes the difference if that guy's the lowest, most partial Jew, that is Moshe Rabbeinu. The halachas are exactly the same. And the Torah explains because who says you're more valuable than him? Who says your blood sweeter than his blood? We're talking about me and Moshe Rabbeinu. Who says he's more? I mean, you know who's more? No, the Torah says you don't know. It's all Shovim. Amazing idea there. Anyway, so we're like this. So both the most Poshut Yid and Moshe Rabbeinu both got Kiddushin from Hashem. However, that's Kiddushin. But in the world of Nisuin, that's an ongoing relationship. That continues to go on in the Chedi Yichud. Doesn't mean that you carry on living in the Chedi Yichud. It means that you carry on being involved in an exclusive relationship. That carries on for your life. Okay, that's better. In the same way that the relationship between a husband and a wife, the quality of that life is dependent on their faithfulness. I'm translating their monos here as faithfulness. However much she's prepared to forego for him, because she's tolu on him and only him. So the yichud is stronger and more qualitative. The more we are more exclusive to Hashem, the more faithful to Hashem, the more we become what's called the Ishak Shere Rotzen Baila. A kosher woman is doing the Rotzen of her husband. Okay, so he said two things here. First of all, it's got to be exclusive. And exclusivity is based on two things, being foregoing and faithfulness, being faithful, loyal, faithful. I said this before, you could have, if you would offer a woman, a shidduch, the you guarantee, a bas kol would guarantee that this is going to be the best husband that ever lived. This guy's going to do everything that a Jewish husband has to do. The das v'din is going to be the most wonderful, caring, supportive, empathetic husband anybody could ever want. There's just one thing. One day a year, he has a girlfriend. Excuse my language, but that's the offer made to her. You know anyone that would go for that? Maybe today, I'm not talking about today. I'm not talking about out there where no one has any values left anyway. I'm talking about people that have real values. You understand? That's not a marriage. Yeah, but it's the best marriage. No, it's not a marriage. It's not the best. That's not a marriage. Marriage means exclusive. It means even if he's not such a prince in, you know, shining armor or whatever, he's not going to be the best husband in the world, and he's going to make mistakes, and sometimes he's going to, you know, whatever, and the normal actions or whatever happen in the house, that's fine with. But exclusivity, that's not even a question. So that's what we're talking about in our Yiddishkeit. And that's probably the most important yusuf that relates to the way the Jews are dealing with the new world. So that's the first thing, that the nisuin, the marriage, the relation with Hashem has to start with some level of exclusivity. I mean, I've said this word many times. We when we make a covenant, the lotion we use in Yiddishkeit for making covenant is kareis habris. At a bris milah, that's the bracha, kareis habris. It's a stirim in ayobay. How do you cut? We said in English as well, you cut a deal. Bris means coming together. It's a unification. So what's chorus got to do with it? Chorus is a cutting off. It's a division, and you say you chorus a bris, you cut off a covenant. It's like saying you divide and join. You can't say that. There's laws and law. So what's pshat? So pshat is, in order to enter into a covenant, you need chorus. You need to cut yourself from everything else and become exclusively involved in this relationship. How do you make this relationship a bris? Or make sure there's nothing else. How do you make a cheri yichud? I'm making sure there's no one else in the room. You first have to caress, you have to get rid of everything else, and then the yichud happens mameila. So that's the getter of a covenant. That's kiddushin. It starts with kiddushin. Kiddushin means I'm a kudash to you. I become exclusive to you. When you're a kaddish woman, what happens? She becomes also to everybody else. She's not mutter to you yet, but she's also to everybody else. Nisuin is in the yichud where she becomes mutter to you. Fine. A lot of stuff to think about. Yeah, this is not simple in our Vedas Hashem. Yes, it okay. You doing divrei Aran sechtes nadorim. Agoroso oides chelke shela isha b'maisa kiddushin. He says that you do a yeah, this Ran and that lamed amar aleph in nadorim. Good. Mikiven shinhi miskemet lekiddusha ish. Since she agrees to the kiddushin of the husband, he mevatelas daita v'ritzoyne. She is mevatel v'das v'ratzon. Umash v'nafsha etzel habal k'dovah shel hefka. V'habal machnisa l'rishusa. Now, you know, all the liberal is getting very upset here. It's a rishon. You have to understand this, but that's what he says. When a woman is masking to be makarish to a man, she mevatels her das and rotzon, and she hands over herself to her husband like hefka, and the husband brings her into his rishus. Then she becomes a shmati, she becomes a nothing. You understand what this means? Agdolus usho chelak hakadosh mitzade isha ein kvanosu liyu chad pami. This vitul, this handing over, doesn't happen once. The rega kedushin govad at the moment of kedushin. Zuma chusa kedushin atmidis. That's what kedushin means. Mevatelos daitem retzoyno mash v'nafsha etzel abal kehefka. That's what it is. It's continuing all along. Zuma tafkideinu v'chelkeinu b'yachas anesuin shelanim v'baroinu. That's our voida. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is being mevatel daitem retzoyno and mash v'nafsha nefshesh etzel abal kehefka. Make your rotzon, his rotzon, whatever you want, Hashem. I don't have an opinion yet. Whatever you want, that's what's good for us. Now, first of all, you need a husband that's worthy to have that done. So we can get a Kodesh Baruch Hu yet. But that's our tafkid. Levatel at datenu v'ratzenu lahafkid That's our job. That's our deal. Wherever you are now, slowly, slowly become more and more potladaita to Hashem and more hefket to Hashem. That's the aim ben choyren elamisha yisek b'toira. That's how you become really free. You become really free when you hand yourself over to Hashem. Kol zman, you're not mevatel yourself to Hashem, so then you're an eved to all the other things that are stopping you from mevatel yourself to Hashem. Abayim v'il namaspeh is a pasuk yishakenim and shikos piu. The grading is Pirush on Shir HaShirim and the pasuk yishakenim and shikos piu. The shiko is Lashon Rabbi. You'll see there, shikenim. It says in Rabbim, there's two shikos, there's two kisses there. In the suin, in the relationship of marriage, there's two kisses, two nashikas. Vein, and they express two types of relationship and faithfulness, loyalty, trust with each other. The first one is a validation of the etzim kesha that they have between them, al chibur nitzchi, the eternal bond. Vashnia, when Amedes Shem Einu Poinim LeMishu Zulosom. The second one is besides the etzim kesher we have, there's also an expression of I'm not available for anybody else. Ki Amedes Shein Lem Shum Kesher Acher, they have no other kesher. Milvatchaya Nesuim Eilu, they have no other relationship except this. That doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with either your father, your sister, your brother. We're not talking about that. We're talking about in the etzem relationship of a marriage. Shtei b'chinas halalu hein amudei ha-tivuch shel ha-nesuch. Those are two foundations of what sustains a marriage. The etzem relationship, which we spoke about at length in Bais Yehudi, and the not being available for anybody else, the exclusivity. And the shikah rishoyne hi k'negen anech Hashem Elokecho, zu shaychas nitzchi shel ha-kosh baruch hu l'amoy. Anech Hashem Elokecho is the first representation of the first kiss. That's the relationship, the eternal kesher that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he has with us. And the Shikas Shnia, he can neged lo yelecho Elohim Acherim. That's the second command. What we need to know is you can't have anybody else. Exclusivity. Zu atzav Elohi shelo litzu kesher, zu la ta kesher, Hashem Yisparach, ma'avgoyrim, osu la'avoyet le'elzar. It's exclusivity. You can't have anybody else. The Vodazar is not necessarily that you don't believe in Hashem. You believe in Hashem, you have a good kesher with Hashem, everything, but you also believe that there's some other thing that makes the rain fall. Some malach that causes rain to fall independent of Hashem. Or even with Hashem. That also is a Vodazar. Exclusive, Hashem and nothing else. Ein oid mil vodah, there is nothing else. That's the exclusivity we're talking about here. So those are the two. That's Anoichi, that's the Mitzvahs Aseh, the Chelek Hashem HaMakadosh Shemo Yisrael, Lo Yelechai. That's the love of Lo Yelecho, that's the Shosh Mitzvahs Lo Aseh, Chelek HaYichud Mitzadakale, Sheikness Yisrael, that's the Yichud. V'yesh La'isif, and I'll stop with this, Ha'omad HaYusayri Bein, Shnei Ha'amudim Halalu, Hu Omad HaLo Yelecho. The most fundamental of the commandments is the Lo Yeh, is that thou shalt not have others. And that's really the void of this generation. We can't get to a dialogue of Rabbi Kiva Eger through the void we do today. Through the Oseh Tov, we don't have access to. We'll see it somewhere in the board. We'll discuss it. We spoke about it. I can't remember. It's Rabbi Yossi. With Let Mashiach come and I'll live under the shade of the excrement of the donkey, Marshal Kazeh. We can't get as great as the previous generations through the Oseh Tov, but we can become greater than them through the Sumerah. They never had the Sumerah that we have, and we have Oseh Tov that they have. But we can become enormously great through this aspect, through the Lo Yelecho. Zeh Agaras HaChevtza Shal Kedushin, Kishvamayim Toisvus, Sharei Pagadushin, Zdipuru Sharei At Asura Lekol Adam Lio Shali. That's a Toisvus defines Kedushin, is you are also to any other man except me. That's the Kedushin, that's a relation with Hashem. You have no other interests or pleasures or whatever outside of me. We have to learn how to do that. We learn, you know, because you're going to have other pleasures. You can eat a chocolate bar, you can have an ice cream, you're going to watch a beautiful sunset, how does that fit in with our relationship with Hashem? Okay, I've gone over time, I apologize. It's Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss this this aspect of Yichud more, and we'll see how it applies to chasing after the pleasures of this world. But say that, have a good week. Questions, whatever, I'm here for a few minutes, but otherwise I'll put it on. Taif, take good care of Boisa. Oh, by the way, just hold on before anybody goes. Look, email will go out. I may be tomorrow's Vaad may be coming out of Eish Kodesh. I might be in Eish Kodesh tomorrow morning. I have to make a decision still. They're carrying on Zoom as well, so nobody has to feel any kinds of change except the background view.